This is Ian Newton-Plested in association with Guildford Dragon News and Ben's Collected Records. I'm here with manager Carl Taylor. After Guildford City beat Abbey Rangers 2-0 at home, excellent win. I feel the most important thing is that you see games like that and we're controlling them in the way that we want to control them. And that must be what you've wanted to try and get out of the team for the whole season.
Yeah, we're not quite there yet, but it's obviously a lot better to be 1-0 up. I thought we struggled for about 25 minutes of the game, really, 30 minutes of the game. Picked up a little bit, got ourselves quite a few opportunities in that short period of time. We've obviously picked us up. Obviously, we nicked a goal in that time as well. But yeah, they had the lion's share of the first 30 minutes, no doubt about it. They didn't really create very much, but they definitely were a threat. And then obviously, we looked at certain things at half time, and obviously, control is part of it. We've been there before. We've read this book before where we use a lot of energy and end up giving games away. We've looked at that and we've changed certain things now psychologically. I think we're in a better place to hopefully see games out. And yeah, in terms of managing it, I thought we did really, really well today. It's really good to see.
We lose the ball and then we get the ball back straight away, and that's really important in the control of the entire game. When you're not under pressure from the opposing team, when you're losing the ball, the other players are backing everyone up.
Yeah, to be fair, we did that quite a lot for the first half of the season. Dropped off a bit in recent games, but generally we did do that, but we were at such a tempo energy wise it was costing us late in games, and the experienced teams and the physical teams were able to sort of pick up on that and nick some results. But you know, we're looking forward to the second half of the season. I think we'll be decent, and we're not a team that anyone's going to want to play, I tell you.
The substitutions come on, Dominic, with his fantastic finish, but everyone seems to be all on the same page.
Yeah, psychologically it's really, really difficult when you rotate as many players and then get new players in. Sim did his bit out here on the left, and they're both going to be really important as the season goes on. But obviously we have a method of playing. Everyone knows that it's set up for each one of them to be able to express themselves within that format, whatever we do, whether we play a 5, a 3, a 4, and they're all important. And you know, I'm confident in their ability. They've all learned, they're growing up. It's a big season of growing up, and hopefully by the end of the season we'll have made our mark with them and then hopefully move on next season. I know it's a long way off, but it has been a 2-year plan, so let's see how we go.
Shearwater, big derby, always is against Shearwater. They always cause us problems. It's a big game here down at the Spectrum, first game of the new year. Lots to play for.
Yeah, lots. They beat us recently. They were having themselves that game, so I'm looking forward to next week. I'm sure they feel they're going to be able to do a double, so I think they'll be in for a bit of a surprise with the players we've got at the moment. So I'm looking forward to it, and I'm sure they are.
Thanks very much for your thoughts, and well done on another fantastic win.
Thanks, mate.